If you're looking for a collection of names that are most impressive coming out of training camp, guys that overachieved or maybe shine more than I thought they would, the list includes tight end Colson Yankoff is probably going to make the team at this point, special teams and pass catcher. Treylon Burks, I thought, had a tremendous camp and joint practice with the Dolphins. Saw him in the preseason game as well. He's been banged up and hasn't done anything the last week. Then again, nobody on the team's really done much the last week.
Just say who has.
Kalyvon Chaisson, I thought, was awesome for the first couple weeks of camp. And then the other one I'll throw in there is Rasul Douglas, the cornerback who was signed, veteran, been around the league, played all over the place, Green Bay Packers notably and other places. Big-time takeaway guy, interception guy, maven, turning the ball over. But Yankoff, Burks, Chaisson, Douglas stand out with Joshua Josephs, the edge rusher, the rookie from Tennessee. I caught up with him today to talk about how camp came together for him and how he felt about what he was able to put on tape over the last couple of weeks.
I mean, yeah, obviously there's some reps that I would love back, but I've just been able to mature and just learn and gain the trust and respect of the people around me, including coaches and players. So it's been stuff like that, just being grateful for every opportunity I get, just putting Christ first and everything that I do and just knowing that I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a purpose. I'm here for a reason. It's like this wasn't no accident. I'm not mistakenly here.
I have been asking a few people around the team, like, who impressed them most at training camp, and your name has come up a lot as a guy that maybe, like, elevated yourself as you went on. Did you feel that, or did you feel like you stood out in a way that was really noticeable?
Somewhat. Like, I feel like there's way more that I could do. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, there's always obviously some reps and some plays that I want back, but I can't get those back. And I don't know what if the other people said it, I guess I've done it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't speak for myself and my own accolades.
You played in the one preseason game against Miami,
yeah,
and obviously had the joint practice. I'm sure those were the two most important days to this point in a lot of ways. Yeah, how did you feel like those went?
They were cool. Definitely helped me get in better shape, especially as training camp just progressed. I've just gotten in better and better in shape, and I can tell that, especially off of this past week and just how we've been practicing and how I practice, I was able to tell, like, okay, I feel a little more wind out here. So how I've done individually during those 2 days, again, I feel like that's some an outside perspective can tell you. Like, I myself, obviously, I don't think I've done enough, and I don't think I ever will ever do enough. So, like, again, like, everybody has their own levels, their own standards, their own expectations of whoever it may be. I guess, I don't know. I can't say what mine are for myself, except for just winning. Just
when you were drafted, a lot of the talk was about how good you'd be against the run, but watching you out here as a pass rusher is where I don't think you get enough credit, but the length and... For you, do you view yourself as like just as a, like, do you have a multitude of moves, physical over fast? Like, how do you see yourself if you were describing yourself as a pass rusher?
Definitely just somebody who works off of speed. So I can work off speed into finesse, or I work off speed into power. But, like, definitely it starts with my speed. A lot of people are threatened by my speed, and a lot of people are just surprised by my power. So it's just stuff like that, just working off my speed. Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to the run game, I don't know. Playing the run game is just like, it's kind of like a mindset to me. Like, individually, I feel like it's like who really wants this more, who really wants this down more, especially if you know your job, your role, whatever you're supposed to do in that play. Once you get to that position, who is it that you got to defeat to get in that backfield? That's just how I perceive it as a run defender. And yeah, I guess you can apply that to passing situations too.
What's your favorite part of practice? Like, one-on-ones versus 11s?
No, it's definitely team. Yeah, 11-on-11.
The real football.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, especially when I'm out there. It's just fun.
And then lastly, you mentioned a few times, like, reps you'd want back. I'm curious, your favorite rep, like the best rep or the moment, either camp or the preseason game or whatever, that you look back at and you're like, I feel good about that.
It was one rep when I was tired during camp, and the tight end had picked up on me, and the tackle was helping. So I had got off the tight end. I threw the tight end past me, and when the tackle came by, I hit him with like a quick move inside, and that's definitely one of my favorite reps, just because of how it looked on film and how it felt in like while doing it.
Did Coach show that one to the room?
We probably showed it in the defensive room. I don't think we showed it on the team, but we definitely watched it as like outside linebackers and in the defensive room.
I love that. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man.
I like hearing that story of him thinking back on that one play where he kind of impressed himself. And you've seen enough Hard Knocks to know what that looks like, where in the, you know, OLB's kind of edge room, so to speak, they put that up as teach tape and they're like, look at rookie. Look at what he did.
Everybody has a nice moment. Maybe get smacked with a towel or something like that. But yeah, I love that. Cool. I love that kind of stuff.
He's been really good. I thought it was more against the run, length, grab a chest plate, pull a guy one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
He can move, man. He's an athlete.
Did not have like this overwhelming resume. I guess that's how you last as long as you did in the draft. But this is you're either looking for someone that dominated at the previous level to see if they can learn to adapt and survive at the next level, or somebody with traits, kind of to your point. And some of those traits are there. I mean, he looks like that edge rusher, that essential casting.
Grant and Danny on the Fan coming up in 20 minutes at 6 o'clock. I do want to answer some burning NFL questions as we get ready for week two of the preseason. You count the Hall of Fame game, I guess that was week one. But another batch of games kicking off tonight. You're listening to The Fan.